got wrong, and even the experts have gotten even more wrong, and then we have the, you know, Fauci cover-up. The reality is that I want people to take it seriously. I've given out my list of things that you've got to do. I would add to that, now that we have breakthrough cases, ask your doctor, if you have one, about therapeutics like Regeneron that nobody ever talks about.
Yeah, exactly. The therapeutics that, guess who gave them to us? President Donald J. Trump. Monoclonal antibodies, Regeneron, you mentioned it. President Trump made that possible. I mean, look, he inherited COVID. He got it. It came on his watch. And what did he do? Okay, Obama left the cupboards bare. I'm going to get PPE. Okay, we don't have working therapeutics. I'm going to identify four. Okay, we don't have a vaccine. Wait, I'll do that in record time, overseeing Operation Warp Speed. President Biden takes over, thinks he has COVID under control, completely squanders the whole situation. The Delta variant comes, and his poll numbers are squandering with it. And I can tell you, Sean, why I think we are in such a bad spot right now. It's because of the Orwellian dictatorial tactics and edicts of the left. When Bill de Blasio goes out there and says, it's time to shake people, the voluntary phase is over with the vaccine, I'm going to mandate vaccine cards to go into restaurants in New York City, what do you think happens? Do you think that increases hesitancy among those who already don't trust the government? I think so. They are responsible for what is happening in this country right now. It's interesting to see Joe Biden slipping in the polls from the 60s to the 50s, and not just that, you look at Afghanistan, the economy, the border, he's just simply plummeting.
Now, you've heard from some of the experts today. If you were watching cable news, you saw analysis of the president's speech to the nation just after 2 o'clock. But I want to hear from you. And I want to hear from people who have never called this show. You may have never called any show. And I want to find out if the term medical tyranny fits what we are facing right now. Here's the phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Companies over 100 are going to be impacted. Everybody's got to be vaccinated. And by the way, in the L.A. County Unified School District, they're saying that every child 12 and up must be vaccinated. Must be. There's no option. There's no, we'll just have them test every week. It goes well beyond that. That's what they're saying in the L.A. Unified School District. And it's going to be coming to a school district near you, maybe to CCSD even as we speak. We'll find out more about that. One of the things we're going to do is we're going to go to your phone calls here coming up on the other side. So here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We've heard from the experts, the talking heads on cable news. Now it's time to hear from you. We'll get to your calls coming up. And if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller, and he'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. That's the way we do it right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At 4:31, I'm focused here on the traffic cams. And boy, you are bumper to bumper on the US 95 southbound. That is very slow there at Southern Rancho. Also, do expect some slow flows. Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara, northbound 15 at Hacienda. There's a crash. It's in the left HOV lane on Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Oki. And do expect major delays as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl downtown on the 515. Eastbound at Main Street and westbound at Eastern. Those lane reductions through there, they're going to continue until next year, and that is definitely causing some major delays as you try to work through that area.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The NFL season, it is getting underway tonight as the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers play host to the Dallas Cowboys. For the Raiders, they will play the final game of week number one, doing so on Monday night when they open up at home against Baltimore. Good win for the Las Vegas Aces yesterday. They knock off Minnesota 102-81 as Jackie Young scores a career-high 29 points. She was 14 of 19 from the field. The Aces get back at it coming up on Monday when they're going to match up against Dallas. The Las Vegas Aviators, they were off yesterday, back at it tonight, opening up a series against Reno. Brian Howard on the mound. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss the final days of the biggest sale of the year, where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
At Allstate, we've been saying you're in good hands for a long time. But what exactly does that mean? Does it mean you're protected from life's uncertainties? Does it mean you can worry less and live a little more? Does it mean you're not alone, even when things get kind of hard? Actually, yes. Yes, it does. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're talking about medical tyranny, which is what's going on right now. When you got the President of the United States treating us like we're a bunch of 7-year-olds, he says that we've been patient with the unvaccinated. Our patience is wearing thin. That, to me, sounds like a threat. But it sounds like he's treating us like a bunch of kids. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. Listen, I'm really at a loss for words with this guy. That doesn't mean I don't understand where he's coming from. I could totally get it. Our patience is wearing thin. I understand all that. But at the root of the problem, I don't even want to say that, right? But at the root of this thing is the President of the United States just said, this is not about freedom or choice. I think he may be the only president in history to utter those words. I personally think that he's creating more unemployment than what he thinks he's helping. Because if I owned a company that had 100 people working for it, I give 2 people the pink slip.
Yeah.
Because it's not my business as an employer to dig in people's medical background.
Well, that's why we have HIPAA. And I don't even know what HIPAA stands for, but it's the reason why, you know, if you want your medical records from your doctor, you got to sign a bunch of HIPAA forms get your own
like
medical stuff.
It's like Health Information Protection Act or something. If I owned a company that had 100 employees, like I said, I would lay off 2 and tell all the remaining 98, hey, guys, everybody's going to work. We're staying open a half hour longer every single day, and everybody's going to get paid half hour overtime.
Gotta love
that.
I
would rather do that. That's what I would rather do than to be digging and prying into my employees' medical history. But, Kevin, I think for the non-believers out there, the sooner that people can realize, and not just realize, but accept that what is happening now is no longer about a disease, the easier their life is going to be.
Well, this is about, at least to me, Lewis, it is about medical tyranny. It's a term you're going to hear a lot, because we're going to be talking about it a lot on this program and elsewhere in the media.
Scary times, my friend. Scary times.
I know. Me too. I was out to lunch today, and people were talking about it. And they use the same term. It's a scary time in America. Hey, Lewis, I'm glad you called. Thanks, man.
Thank you, sir.
You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Lewis has just departed, so if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you on. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You know what I'd love to hear from? People that own businesses. And Lewis, I think, is right. I think Lewis is onto something. People that have 100 or 102 employees might just say, let's lop off two employees, three employees, get under 100, so we don't have to do this nonsense. I mean, whatever happened to HIPAA? Do we not have privacy when it comes to our health? It just doesn't make sense. If you own a business, call me. If you run a business, call me right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Conservative Nevadans, the liberal agenda in America is literally killing the American dream. It's time to fight back. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm hosting the Fight for Freedom, a campaign kickoff and conservative rally on September 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Join like-minded freedom fighters and guest speakers at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. That's Tuesday, September 14th. Register at sampetersforcongress.com or on Eventbrite. Let's fight for freedom together and jumpstart the 2022 election cycle, and let's turn Nevada red again. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you found it difficult to hear in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Well, trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. One really cool thing that Steve did, he hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aid, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Thursday. Good to have you with us. We're talking about a medical tyranny, and I'm just going to lay it on the line. I think what is going on now should be checked. Well, it should be challenged in the courts, but probably in the U.S. Supreme Court. That's what I hope will happen. I don't know that that's what will happen. I honestly don't. But I will say this. Merrick Garland announced today that the Department of Justice is suing Texas over their anti-abortion law. He ought to be suing his own president, his boss, for violating our constitutional rights. He is the very person that demands that we be pro-choice when it comes to a woman's body. What about my body? What about your body? That makes no sense at all. What is going on now is a travesty. And I think ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court, I think the Supremes will probably end up weighing in on this. It might be a year, it might be 2 years, it might be less than that. But what is going on now, this whole notion that if you're a business of 100 or more, that you can be essentially almost like an extortion. Either you get the vaccine, or you end up paying fines. I mean, that's what extortion is. It's like something the mob would do. Anyway, it's so sad that that's what has happened. I want to talk just for a minute, because members of Congress have been back and forth, going home, talking to their constituents. And one of the things that they're trying to sell to the American people is this $3.5 trillion bill. They call it the Human Infrastructure Bill, or the Build Back Better Bill. They put names on all these things, and even the newsmakers have trouble, you know, figuring out. Let's see, which slogan am I supposed to use? It just doesn't make any sense. But I found it interesting that Senator Ed Markey, a Democrat from Massachusetts, was on with John King this morning. And one of the things they were talking about was voting for the $3.5 trillion bill. Most people believe that Democrats will have to run away from that issue. That spending $3.5 trillion just does not matter to most of the American people. They don't think that $3.5 trillion should be spent on anything, much less this new notion of infrastructure. Now, this is not roads and bridges and waterways and trains and things like that. This is something different. This is everything else. But it's $3.5 trillion. Joe Manchin says he will not vote for anything over $1.5 trillion. So they'd have to lose $2 trillion, and the Libs will never accept that. But I found it interesting in listening to Ed Markey. He thinks, I think he's delusional personally, that this $3.5 trillion bill, supporting it, will actually help Dems in the midterm elections. It's cut five. This is Ed Markey, a senator from Massachusetts. Okay, we'll get to Ed Markey.
You want it now?
Yeah, let's try for Ed Markey. This is cut five. Go.
At the end of the day, I think it's a pathway for the Democrats to hold on to the House and Senate in 2022 and ultimately to hold on to the presidency in 2024. There's a lot on the line, and Democrats ultimately, in my opinion, are going to come together.
If there's so much on the line and you have the optimism Democrats will come together, just give me your crystal ball. Ed Markey believes that, yes, they will come together. Joe Manchin will make peace with the Progressive Caucus in the House. There will be a bill in a couple of weeks, and the final price tag will be what?
Well, I will predict that the Red Sox are going to win the World Series this year. Okay, I will make that prediction.
I can't argue. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to argue with you on that. But let's 2.6, 2.8, 3 trillion.
You know, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. But I know that Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi are working very hard to make it the highest possible historical number. And Bernie Sanders and the Progressive Caucus in the House are going to be pushing to make it the highest possible number, as am I. I remain an optimist that ultimately this program is going to be good for every Democrat to be able to support it at the end of the day.
What a gas bag this guy is. Ed Markey, look him up. Markey, Ed, senator from Massachusetts. And this guy, the answer is blowing in the wind. Thanks a lot for that insight. What an idiot. What an amazing exhibition of, as Bill O'Reilly used to say, bloviating. Yeah, that's weird stuff. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Barack Zilberberg. If you don't know who he is, that's not surprising. I had never heard of him till a few weeks ago. But he is running for governor. He is proof again that people are going to be lining up around the block to run against Steve Sisolak. Now, a lot of the folks, you know, they're brand names. Barack Zilberberg is not a brand name, but he's got some tremendous insights into the direction that this state needs to go, and that it's not going to go this way if we leave Steve Sisolak in office. I happen to be one of those people that believe we need a change. This is not about Steve Sisolak being a bad dude, although he has been mean to some people that I know of. I don't like the way he has bullied the people of Nevada, treating us like children. I don't like it when Biden does it. I don't like it when Sisolak does it. But one of the things we're going to talk about is the future of our state and where we are headed, and where, you know, how we need to turn this ship around. And I know battleships don't turn on a dime. Aircraft carriers don't turn around on a dime. I get that part. But we need to change things in Nevada, and it all begins with a new governor. And we'll talk with Barack Zilberberg about that. That's all coming up as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Thursday as we are inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
weekend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, if someone has a hefty balance in their IRA, and let's say they're over 59 and a half, is it time to talk about a Roth conversion?
Well, Steve, it's never a bad time to talk about a way to put your money in a place where you don't have to share it with Uncle Sam and Uncle Cooper anymore.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
So what am I talking about? Well, if you have money in an IRA or a 401k, and it's not a Roth, it's a regular IRA, regular 401k, and you see the balance grow, you're excited because you have a right to be excited. Your money's going up. You've battled the market, and you're going up. The problem is, Steve, you've taken all the risk. Who gets to enjoy a lot of your return?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Sam and Uncle Cooper, because you have it in a taxable account. So how can you not have it in a taxable account? Well, you can look at Roth conversion strategies. Now, there's no free lunch out here in the world, especially when we're talking about taxes. So if you want to convert your money, you're going to have to pay tax on the amount you convert that year. Or you can also, here's another thing to do, take advantage of your Roth 401k or a regular Roth account when you're putting money in. Now, you don't get a tax write-off, but that money will grow tax-free forever, and you won't have to take it out unless you want to take it out in the future, and it will pass on to your next of kin tax-free as well. So there's a lot of strategies. It's complex, and that's why a lot of you out there have not taken advantage of the Roth strategies. We utilize Roth in our TNS strategy, the tax navigation strategy, so we can show you if you have big balances in your IRAs, how much you can convert per year and not have it hurt you that much in taxes. So, Steve, the next 20 people who call, we'll put together for them their own total retirement plan. It's 22 different steps. One of them is one we're talking about here, no cost or obligation.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Gentleman Jim Dallas, big football fan. Big Cincinnati Bengal fan, and we were just surmising during the break about the NFL season, which, by the way, it's going to begin in just a few minutes, and it's going to be big, and we've got Monday Night Football here, and how much did you say tickets were going?
$200 for the Baltimore game is what I saw. And, of course, you have to go online and you have to find them because technically it's a sellout already. But these are being sold by people who already are in possession of those seats. And what I saw was in the end zone, it was about halfway up in the stadium. I just grabbed it real quick and it was you have the ability to go ahead and pay in 6 monthly payments.
That's crazy. And by the way, you can sell your firstborn if you want. We'll give you a credit. God.
Did you ever think people would be financing football tickets?
Yeah. I mean, is that now, I will tell you this. I've seen people do that with season tickets. you know, which usually have a value of $4,000 or $5,000, and it's a big expense. And people, but at 9%,
yeah, 9.9
APR,
yeah, basically 10%, 9.99.
You can buy a car for like 3%. You can buy a house.